Will the FAA discontinue some instrument approach procedures? Building the next pilot's Bill of Rights. And Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson is the world's most efficient airport. This is Aero News for Monday, August the 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has posted a policy proposal in the Federal Register that would mean the end to some NDB and VOR approaches around the country. According to the posted notice, as new technology facilitated the introduction of area navigation, or RNAV, instrument approach procedures over the past decade, the number of procedures available in the national airspace system has nearly doubled. The complexity and cost to the FAA of maintaining the existing ground-based navigational infrastructure while expanding the new RNAV capability is not sustainable. The FAA is therefore considering the cancellation of certain non-directional beacon, or NDB, and very high-frequency, VHF, omnidirectional radio range, or VOR, instrument approach procedures at airports that have multiple instrument approach procedures in place. The FAA proposes specific criteria to guide the identification and selection of appropriate NDB and VOR instrument approach procedures that can be considered for this cancellation. This notice is not part of the FAA's VOR Minimum Operating Network Initiative, and it must be noted that all airports that have existing RNAV and ground-based IAPs would maintain at least one RNAV and one ground-based IAP. Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma, and Representative Sam Graves, Republican of Missouri, both EAA members, attended AirVenture again this year as they have for many years. The two members of Congress held a small gathering, mostly by invitation, at the show on Saturday. Both took the opportunity to discuss aviation-related issues with those in attendance. Senator Inhofe discussed the first Pilot's Bill of Rights, saying it was a great first step, but that many important items were not included. He hopes to do a second bill in the January 2014 timeframe. He's asked the pilot community to help him out in developing the items that need to be in this second bill. To provide an organized process to collect those ideas, he is calling on EAA and AOPA to coordinate and consolidate those comments. Atlanta International Airport is the most efficient airport in the world. That, according to a comprehensive ranking of global airports conducted by a team of international aviation academics at the University of British Columbia's Souder School of Business. The ATRS Global Airport Benchmarking Report compares the operational and management efficiency as well as cost competitiveness of 195 airports and 26 airport groups in North America, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. Other top-rated airports in North America were Minneapolis-St. Paul International and Charlotte Douglas International. Elsewhere around the world, Copenhagen, Seoul-Gimpo, and Sydney led their respective continents in overall efficiency in the over 15 million passengers annually group, while Vancouver International Airport was Canada's top performer. In the fewer than 15 million annual passengers category, the top U.S. performers were Oklahoma City World Airport, Richmond International Airport, and Raleigh-Durham International. The top European performers in that smaller category were Geneva International Airport in Switzerland, Basel Airport also in Switzerland, and Nice Airport in France. ATRS's Global Airport Benchmarking Report, which first launched in 2000, is the most comprehensive independent evaluation of global airport performance. Synonich Propellers unveiled their newest offering targeted at VW derivative power plants recently. The company's newest propeller, now bear with me, the 2A2V5L56F model, is intended for up to 100 horsepower and 170 mile per hour operation. The propeller is entirely carbon fiber, except for the hub, and is constructed using high-pressure bladder mold technology. The blades are hollow core for weight and inertia savings and feature a bonded stainless leading edge for chip resistance. The new propeller is ground-adjustable with a pitch index system, and the company can install the pitch control pins in each blade to tailor the propeller adjustment to individual customers' needs. The propeller is now in ASTM certification process and should be available shortly for LSA use. but it is immediately available for experimental applications. Pricing is set at $1,755. When Aero News continues, Boeing's 787-9 all dressed up. Wanna soup up your Cessna? And just plain fun at the movies.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, August the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The first Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner rolled out of the paint hangar recently, and it was wearing the new Boeing Commercial Airplanes livery. The new livery retains many of the features of the original 787-8 livery, adding a prominent number on the tail to help distinguish among models within the same product family. This refreshed look for the Boeing family began with the 747-8 and evolved further with the 737 MAX. The 787-9 will complement and extend the 787 family, offering airlines the ability to grow routes opened with the 787-8. With the fuselage stretched by 20 feet, the 787-9 will carry 40 more passengers, an additional 300 nautical miles, with 20% less fuel use and 20% fewer emissions than similarly sized airplanes. The 787-9 leverages the visionary design of the 787-8, offering the features passengers prefer, such as large, dimmable windows, large stow bins, modern LED lighting, higher humidity, a lower cabin altitude, cleaner air, and a smoother ride. Boeing is on track to roll out and fly the 787-9, currently in final production, in late summer. First delivery to launch customer Air New Zealand is set for mid-2014. ECI, one of the oldest and largest assemblers of Lycoming and Continental engines, has decided to get in the certified engine business with their Titan 340 stroker via the STC method. ECI found a way to make an engine the size and weight of the Lycoming 0320 deliver the power of an 0360 by increasing the stroke of the cylinder. It is a direct replacement for the 0320. Obviously, the increased power improves performance in most, if not all, areas. Now, the Stroker 340 is not a new engine. It was released into the experimental market in 2005. Consequently, it has thousands of hours of operation. So far, only the engine has won certification. Texas Skyways, Inc. is in the process of acquiring STCs for the Cessna 172, A, B, C, D, and E models. Jack Johnson, owner of Texas Skyways, stated that installation of the Stroker 340 is identical to installing an 0320, and that in their test, the modified C-172 performed at lower altitudes similarly to a C-182. Cost of a new carburetor engine is $29,200, with your old 0320 case used as an exchange. While the engine has been certified for carburetors, it is expected to soon be certified for fuel injectors and a constant speed propeller. Everyone knows that Oshkosh becomes the busiest airport in the world the week of EAA's Air Venture, which just wrapped up, and that airplanes take off all the time. However, this year, Disney's Planes, the animated comedy adventure from above the world of the popular 2006 film Cars, made a special takeoff of its own. The film was shown in a special preview screening at the Fly-In Theater on Friday night, one week before the movie opens in theaters nationwide. The film's director, Clay Hall, told a news briefing prior to the Air Venture premiere that, quote, "Disney's Planes is a great underdog story. It has a lot of heart and a message we can all use. If we can believe in ourselves, step out of our comfort zones, and get past whatever fear that's holding us back, we'd be surprised with the results. And that's exactly what happens to Dusty in this movie. He's a crop duster who's never flown above 1,000 feet, but he dreams of being the fastest air racer in the world. He has a lot of obstacles to overcome and needs to dig pretty deep to find the courage to become more than what he was built to be. End quote. Of course, I wasn't at Air Venture, but ANN's editor-in-chief Jim Campbell was, and he says of the new movie, quote, "A wonderful morality tale is at the basis of a touching, funny, and thoughtful movie that is, at times, laugh-out-loud funny, and at most other times, just good, plain fun. The writing is outstanding, the characters build a near-immediate rapport with the audience, and we dare any flyer not to come away with a smile on their face, the kind you have after you shoot a near-perfect landing. Planes has and is the right stuff for an industry that has seen way too much bad news and needs something to smile about. This is a great movie." End quote. Now, the movie opens in theaters this Friday, August the 9th, and there is already a sequel in the works starring Dusty as a firefighting airplane. Now, it occurs to me, where there's fire, there's heat. So, if I could just get him to throw in a hot air balloon or two. Are you listening, Disney? I'm Glenn Moyer, and I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.